ever wonder what it all really means? Or maybe you're wondering how you can put meaning onto your life's events, or just flat out find meaning in your life. Well, this month's energy forecast might just help. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. Okay, well, welcome into the forecast for July. And this is the first that I will be sharing on the podcast since we have officially opened Guided, the new membership where we're going to be taking these big energy themes and forecasts and help you translate them into a daily practice and intuit your own guidance. With that being said, the extended version of this month's forecast is to be found in the membership. And so what I'm sharing here on the podcast today is really the top headlines. If you haven't joined us in Guided, may I suggest you check it out? And if you do love these forecasts, I'm pretty sure you're going to love what's happening in our Guided membership. All right, so the card that we have for July is meaning. And this card is all about putting the puzzle pieces together. It's about reflecting on what you're attaching meaning to and whether or not that meaning is even accurate. There is a new beginning around the corner. It's coming up very shortly, according to the cards, according to spirit. And so what we attach to what will be important here in July. I'm going to read for you the overview of this card from the reference book that comes with the Little Sage Oracle cards. And it says this: life sometimes feels like one big jigsaw puzzle. You needn't work so hard on making all the pieces fit. It is bigger than you. This card encourages you to step back, gain a different perspective, to see the bigger picture in front of you. Doing so reveals the hidden meaning in the puzzle you couldn't previously see. Enjoy the picture which is emerging, even if you cannot yet make out its full form. You are always given exactly the information you need when you need it, and not a moment too soon. Trust there is a reason for seeing the complete picture at the time it is revealed to you. When you are ready physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to reach a new level of understanding and complete your current lesson, the situation will shift and change. New meaning will then emerge. So I invite you to pay attention to any phrases there that jump out at you. There were a couple for me, and I want to reiterate them here. Doing so reveals the hidden meaning in the puzzle piece you couldn't previously see. And then the other one that jumped out to me was, when you were ready physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to reach a new level of understanding and complete your current lesson, the situation will shift and change. New meaning will then emerge. To me, that is the essence of the month ahead, what this energy is going to bring to us, what this energy is going to ask of us. Now, I always like to put these forecasts into some sort of context for you. And of course, as we come into July, we are also coming into the start of a new quarter. If you haven't already, there is an extended forecast for Q3 available at helenjacobs.co. It also includes a guided practice that you can work with over the next 3 months and beyond. Because there's a lot of new energies, a higher vibration that's available to us that Q3 forecast helps you understand. In that Q3 forecast, one of the points I make is that we are really not only just receiving this big energy, but we will need to be mindful. We will need to be aware that our minds could run away with themselves to attach meaning to things that just shouldn't be interpreted that way. So this meaning card is important in the context of Q3 and really coming into that mental state, our thinking, our beliefs, not just about spirituality and consciousness, which is the call of Q3, but at a very individual level, really looking at our boundaries, at our intuition and the guidance that we're receiving at a very, very, very individual level. So in the new membership in Guided, the month starts there with the extended forecast, but I also not only dive into the topic of meaning and how to work with it, but I do also include a weekly breakdown of the energy. And so in the Guided membership, week by week, the themes, the energy, and how to work with it is explored over there. You do also get a guided process and some journaling prompts and, you know, a few other things that help you to work with my guidance, to intuit your own, and how the heck you put them all together. So, to move into some of the key themes then for the month ahead. Don't force puzzle pieces where they don't fit. Be careful of the meaning that you are attaching to your life, the circumstances, your self-worth, anywhere. Be careful of the meaning you are attaching. It is also time for us to remove any old meaning that we had attached to things. And particularly as children, we tend to attach meaning to things or create a self-identity that is really based off of a way that we've interpreted it as a child. So there's an opportunity here for us to revisit our beliefs and to think differently. And of course, there is a overarching key theme here around your mind. There is likely to be a lot more insights, perspective changes, and that's in part to do with this really quite remarkable energy that is available to us as we come into Q3. So things are shifting and swirling throughout this month. Be careful what you make of it, because thinking will make it so. Okay, the affirmation that you may wish to work with throughout the month, attached to the meaning card, is this. The universe supports my growth, and I trust it reveals to me all I need to know when the time is right. So, the universe supports my growth, and I trust it reveals to me all I need to know when the time is right. All right, so we have a few lessons that are attached with this meaning. And so you might already be starting to gather what some of these lessons are, but I think the big one really is around the meaning that we attach to something isn't necessarily the truth. You and I may experience the exact same thing and yet attach a different meaning to it. And it doesn't mean that my meaning is any better or any less than the meaning that you give to something, but it is very relative. And so really what the energy of this month is asking us to do is to step out of dogma, to step out of, it's interesting I use the word dogma actually in light of the Q3 forecast, which has a lot to do with organized religion, spirituality, collective consciousness, and growth. So dogma is an interesting word that spirit gives me there, not one I would ordinarily use. But anyway, the energy of July in particular is asking us to step out of that sort of dogmatic approach to things and really question whether it is the only meaning or the only interpretation to the situation, the purpose, well, I meant people, but the purpose or events that are in front of you right now. Meaning is not the same as truth. So what's the purpose of us experiencing this energy? Well, it's actually designed to bring us back to our center. It is meant to be bringing us back to our inner truth, our individual inner truth, as well as a universal truth. Now, I have said that it also links back to this Q3 theme around the crown chakra and our collective consciousness and a massive growth of collective spiritual change. And so the energy here is preparing us. It's starting to make its way to us in July. And we're potentially going to be challenged to allow it to mean something else, for us to see things differently. You know, there's kind of a reference here to, if you thought the world was flat, prepare for your mind to be blown when you learn that it is round. There's that kind of energy here. And I had predicted at the top of the year some pretty interesting insights around space exploration, knowledge, wisdom around quantum physics, galaxy. All of these things feel like it's starting to come to the fore. If not specifically in July, we're building up to it now at least. The purpose here is that we also allow not just our perceptions to change, but to allow a different meaning to be here. And when new meanings come in, it can be incredibly healing. So please be open to allowing new meaning to enter your life. And that may be not just the meaning that we've attached to circumstances or people or, you know, the events of our life. There's also an opportunity here for us to allow new meaning in terms of our fulfillment, our path, and our purpose. It's really going to come down to how willing you are to open your mind, open your energy, and really work with this very high vibration that's now making its way here to us, which, if you can't tell by my voice, I am actually incredibly excited about. And you will hear that in the Q3 forecast. So listen, the biggest support that I can offer to you right now is the guided membership. Each month we explore in much greater depth what I share here on the podcast. And I'm serving up content there every week throughout the month. You're going to get the deep dive on the topic, including the weekly forecasts. There is a guided process, and it's going to help you integrate these energies to absorb them. You've got journal prompts, some reflection tools, but you're also being guided through the daily, weekly, and monthly guided practice so that you can ask for and receive and interpret and act on your own guidance. We're going to be creating so much level and layer of context. And so in a month where we're being asked to shift our meaning, I think it's the perfect time to come and join us and for this membership to truly get started. So as always, remember the forecasts that I share on the podcast are really just the beginning. And I would really invite you to reflect on last month, to really feel into this topic for the month ahead, and just see what meaning may be here for you. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings. Or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.